Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sans Pants Radio. Speed alphabet around A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, Z, F. Son of a... Need to start again now. Okay. Attempt number 7. A, B, C, D, E, F.
Hey, listen up. This Melbourne International Comedy Festival, Sans Pants Radio, has gone out of its way to satiate your feral lust for nightmare quiz shows hosted by me, Jackson Bailey. We're calling a big deal, and I had to pour milk all over my lumpy body in preparation for it, so you better come along. Tickets are selling quick, so either head to the Melbourne International Comedy Festival website or our own website, sanspantsradio.com/live, and get on it now before they're all gone and you regret it.
Good afternoon, class. Welcome to today's lesson of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask important questions like, which superhero could benefit from a life coach? That's our new intro.
Are we an educational show to be shown in classrooms now?
Yes.
We were always that.
Okay. Well, I think, honestly, like the superhero that needs a life coach the most is the sad sack of shit that is Scott Summers, a.k.a. Cyclops, a.k.a. Red, from X-Men.
Well, what are you doing as a life coach? Let's nut that out first.
I think we're just getting their life in order, making them feel better about themselves, and stop them making dumb fuck decisions.
Yeah, okay. So it's my... Yeah, that's good. That works for mine. I'm like, make them better about themselves. Oh, no. But yeah, stop them making, you know, harmful decisions that are wrecking their own lives.
Yeah, and not just it's not so much harmful decisions. Just stop making decisions that are going to negatively impact your life, and just then have... Just maybe a bit of introspection. Have a bit of a look at yourself and be like, let's sort this out. Okay? Let's sort this out.
So let's talk about Cyclops.
So Cyclops. Well, first off, Cyclops, it's going to be like, okay, well, what does Cyclops want? Because I know you've gone through a lot of changes. I know you've gone through a lot of, you know, big problems. So let's just kind of like, just get them all out in the open, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all right. So sure. You were possessed by Apocalypse. I get that. It's a rough time. But then you come back and what do? You immediately cheat on Jean Grey with Emma Frost psychically. And then you're shocked when Jean Grey, a psychic... finds out?
Yeah, yeah.
What are you doing, Scott?
That's a toxic relationship. Don't date Jean Grey. She can read your thoughts.
Yeah, you don't need
everything's
that in your
a
life.
Fight.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
And look, I mean, and that's the thing. Have it maybe just let be like, hey, Jean, look. Let's have a bit of communication. Chat to your wife before you then commit an affair. Even if that affair, you know,
what?
Is
what?
In your head.
What?
Okay, that is...
Hey, can we... Joel let's act this out, dude. Hey, honey, I got something I'd like to bring up with you.
Yes, Scott, it's me, Gene. How
are
you?
Hey, Gene, I'm Scott Summers. I like cold bread and museums.
That's cool. I'm Gene Grey, and I love reading people's thoughts and... being possessed by the Dark Phoenix.
I hope you're not reading my thoughts right now, my darling.
I'm not, lovely. How?
Anyway, I'm thinking about having an affair with Emma Frost. I just wanted to run it by you first. My life coach has told me this is what I need to start.
Know what I meant?
I'm so glad that you're speaking to me about this. Anyway, I'm going to pop your head with my brain of my powers now.
That's a shame.
Alright, I misspoke. So, Scott, before you even consider having an affair, why don't you just talk to Jean Grey?
He's considered it because he's talking to you about it.
So before you even... Okay, let's... Before so you go through with it, Scott, perhaps talk to Jean Grey about maybe the problems in your marriage.
Alright, hang on. Let's
chat about that first.
I want to roleplay something else.
Oh, no.
I'm life coach Joel Salmon. You're happily in a relationship... Anyone.
Okay.
You can be Scott.
I'll be Scott.
At this point in time, though, you're not thinking about... You're happily...
I'm so happy that I'm
in...
a wonderful relationship with...
Hi, Scott. Take a seat.
Jean
so
Grey.
I
you.
Noticed you're in a relationship.
Yeah, it's
so
going
before
really
you
well.
Have an affair...
What?
Because, you know, before you start considering having an affair, mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm not considering having
But
an
you
affair.
Should talk to Gene. Before you get this
I
affair
feel like
going on.
You are putting words in my mouth. And I feel like I am being personally attacked right now.
Is this good for you, Scott? Is this good advice? I'm a great life coach.
This is not helping.
As a life coach, you know, your Scott has to come to you and say, these are my problems.
So Scott has to come to you.
Scott's being like, I'm having problems with my marriage. We're like, okay, well, what problems are you having?
I've recently got possessed by Apocalypse,
and apparently that's not doing great things with my libido, and I just don't find Jean Grey as sexually attractive anymore. And I'm
really?
Not very happy. Yeah, that's what happened.
And weird then
he,
side.
And weirdly, he goes to Emma Frost to be like, "Help me out," and she's like, "Let's fuck instead." And he's like, "Okay."
That would be the if I found out I wasn't horny after getting possessed by Apocalypse. The moment I like free myself from his grasp on the grounds and I'm dying, I'm like, Professor X. I'm not horny.
Professor X, make me horny again.
Make me horny. Where's my horn? Just grabbing his gun. My horny god?
Where's my mojo?
I don't feel shagadelic. And then I vomit a little pool of vomit and fall off.
So I feel like we need to address like your relationships you have with your personal relationship you have because really it's kind of odd, Scott, because like looking at his history, even when he was with Jean Grey before the whole Emma Frost thing, he also was I think he was chasing after Dazzler as well for a little bit. Basically, Scott Summers just has a kind of a pattern here of
being a horn dog,
being a bit of a horn dog, and kind of wanting what he doesn't have. And
did
not
you say Dazzler or Dazzler?
Dazzler.
Okay, I just wanted to check that there wasn't a mutant named Dazzler out there. Dazzler, I can Dazzler you.
Hi, I'm Cyclops. I'm thinking about fucking Daz.
Okay,
he is a. He's a hunk.
Again, we have to kind of really establish, like, okay, well, what is it that you're looking for, Scott? Why do you keep, cheating on Gene? And why do you keep, you know, going for more psychics? And also, why do you keep cheating on psychics? It just seems like there's a bit
What
of
would
a...
your advice to him be? We've established a pattern. Great.
Mm-hmm. So you're considering having an affair. Okay, as a life coach...
I've had one already with Emma Frost, and apparently I'm after Dazza and Dazzler.
So this is post-affair already.
Yeah.
I mean, it has to be.
Well, if it's post-affair, you're in trouble already. Yeah.
Because again, like, and he's like, well, the moment he gets caught, I think I've mentioned this before, but the moment he gets caught, he just, rather than confront any issue, he just fucks off to the Hellfire Club and gets very drunk.
Okay.
Well, that's how most people deal with their marriage falling apart.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What would your advice to me be? I'm Scott Summers. I've had an affair with Dazzler and Emma Frost.
Firstly, I would avoid telekinetic wife for the time being.
First of all, was this again? It's kind of like, well, where does Gene fall into this? This is more of a marriage counsel situation.
Yeah.
But it's like, well, where does Gene fall into this? Do you want that relationship to work, or do you not?
And... I guess the reason that I think we have problems is that occasionally she gets possessed by an ancient force.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, and goes evil.
Yeah, and she does die a lot.
Yeah.
Now I'm thinking back, I think that may be how this problem fixed itself until she died.
Yeah, well, like, what are the rules there? Say you're in a relationship with a superhero, and that superhero is like, occasionally I turn evil.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a deal where you're like, when you're evil, we're not technically married? Or when they're evil, because like with my partner, if I was like, hey, I do turn evil occasionally, don't consider us wed or together when that happens. Because I'm going to be eating kids or whatever.
Yeah, I feel that situation is like, look, you guys live a very different marriage and relationship to what we would define as, you know, what the average Joe or Joe-S lives. So it's kind of like, you need to find out what works for you. So maybe is like an open relationship. Is that something that works for the two of you?
Certainly
is
seems like what Scott would
it
like.
Seems like, well, definitely what Scott wants. But maybe also what, you know, Jean wants, because she's been looking at Logan a lot.
Yeah, that's a good point. I forgot about her and Logan.
You know what? I've got another solution. Ask for a divorce.
Yeah.
Neither of you seem happy in this relationship.
Look, we have several options. One is a divorce, because clearly you're both not that happy.
Yeah.
But is there something you want to work out? Maybe it's considered like maybe an open relationship is fine. Maybe if you want to, in a safe environment, bring a third person back into the bedroom.
We all know the X-Mansion was started as kind of like a big orgy house.
Yeah, so you may as well just lean into that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because it's like, okay, Gene has feelings for Logan. And look, Scott, if you have feelings for Logan as well, that's completely fine.
That
maybe,
would work
you know,
out.
That'd be kind of nice. Have a nice little kind of system going there.
Is it
same thing with Emma Frost.
Is the problem with Scott Summers' life like being an X-Man?
Oh,
if,
yeah.
If he was just a guy, if he just, like, is your best advice to Scott Summers, quit?
Oh, yeah, my 100%. Because it'd be like, all right, so let's have a look at this, you know? Like, how many times has Xavier really fucked you over?
Oh, just heaps. Countless just times.
How many times have you cried over his dead body and it hasn't been his dead body?
Just a million times.
Million times. So, you know, there's a time where it's just like, I think also Jean Grey is a huge problem in your life. It's kind of like a very toxic relationship you can't quit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, remember that time you were with another, like Madeline Pryor, I would say was probably the best thing that ever happened to him until she turned out to be a clone of Jean Grey. But that's beside the point. The point is...
You picked a difficult time.
Oh, I know. The point is, like, she was your escape. You left the X-Men. You quit the X-Men. You went with Madeline Pryor. You had a baby with her.
God.
Because Jean Grey, she died.
She was dead.
Rest in peace. Rest in peace. But then the moment she popped back into existence.
Did you say she was dead and I'm horny?
I said she's dead. Rest in peace.
Oh.
So, but the moment she, you know, came back from the dead,
she's dead. I'm horny. Go on.
You abandoned your child. You abandoned your wife, and then you just basically left to have this fun adventure with this woman that you remember quite fondly from your teenage years.
Yeah.
So, like, it's time to stop. Maybe kind of like relive those teenage years and stop trying to do that and kind of grow up and be a man.
How do I do that?
Take responsibility of your actions.
Yeah.
So the first thing is to take responsibility of your actions.
Give me a plan. As a life coach, you've done a lot of telling me what I've done wrong.
Yeah.
I'd like to know what I can do to fix my problems.
All right. I think it's like, first, let's go find, like, maybe online dating. Let's try that for a bit. Let's try and, you know, not date complicated, not mutants, but like complicated heroes.
If I lived in the X-Mansion and I knew that Scott Summers was using a life coach and I saw him online dating and he's like, this is it. This is the advice I can
give. Well, like, it's just like, let's get out there away from the bubble that is X-Men.
Yeah. Well, because that's good advice.
All your people that you've been dating have been tangentially related to this sort of paramilitary lifestyle you lead. So let's try and bring you to a level of normalcy that is great for everyone, but mostly great for you.
Move out is so, basically the best advice you can give Scott Summers, is go.
Is move out. And so that's the interpersonal relationship kind of stuff is move out. Let's get some more friends as well. Let's try and get your social life up and happening.
The sad thing about the X-Men is that their friends are just other X-Men.
Oh, exactly. Like,
you're
forced to
be friends with the X-Men.
Yeah. It's like, move out. Maybe you're good friends with like the original X-Men. You're good friends with Bobby and Hank and all of that. But maybe just catch up with them every so often.
Does Cyclops have a hobby?
I think he likes tinkering around with motorcycles, that kind of stuff.
Okay, well, join a club.
Yeah, join a club.
You know, chat to other motorcycle guys, you know?
Yeah. Join the Hellfire Club.
Join
the Harley... What are they called? The... motorbike
Hell's Angels.
Hell's Angels.
Go to a Rolling Stones concert.
Yeah.
Kill a guy.
Okay. Step it back.
But that's another answer there. Like, let's just focus on what it is that Scott Summers likes to do.
Mm.
And I think you're right. He does, like, he's hobby-wise, he does enjoy tinkering around with the motorcycles. Let's focus in on that. Maybe take a couple of, what do you call them, lessons in... putting together a couple.
I was so you like take a couple. I'm like, Valium?
Well, how's this? All right.
Chill out, bro.
Mellow out.
And I know you have leadership qualities. Yeah. And I know that's something that you want to really foster. But you seem to be doing this with a bunch of other X-Men or people that you're just going to train to fight the good fight. How about you join a Big Brother program where you take in wayward teens or that kind of stuff, and together you build
just
cars
any charity
and...
he could do,
because I think he'd be a really good Big Brother.
Yeah,
and then I think that'd help out. You utilize his leadership skills and I guess his willingness to do good, and we put it and channel that to a very good place.
I feel like Professor X would be mad at you.
Potentially. But you know what? I think about it. Scott Summers would be really good to like a single mum with sort of like an at-risk youth.
Yeah.
An at-risk child. I think Scott Summers would slip
in quite
nicely.
He should become a caseworker, basically. You're saying as a dad?
As a dad. I think he would do really well.
Marry a single mum with an at-risk youth, Scott Summers.
Just not saying do that. I'm just as an aside thought, not as a life coach, as Joel Hammett personally, I'm like, so that'd be all right for a storyline. Anyway, but no, it's like, perhaps join a club, a motorcycle club like that, where you can kind of tinker around with either vintage motorcycles, something like that, what you like.
Has Scott Summers grown up? How old was he when he first joined the X-Men?
He was like 15. Maybe even younger. He's all he's known in his life.
Oh, Jean Grey's his childhood sweetheart. Cut her out.
Exactly. So Jean Grey is your childhood sweetheart. Cut her out.
Take
completely.
A year. Take a gap year. That's what he's got to do.
Yeah.
Find yourself, man.
Yeah. And stop blaming yourself for like some of the big problems in like, look, I get it. You blame yourself for Xavier's death. I get that. But you were possessed by the Phoenix Force.
Yeah, look, if I was also trying to like life coach. Scott's arm is, I would sit him down and I would be like, everybody in this world who has powers will one day be possessed by something, will one day die, and will live forever.
Exactly.
As soon as you accept those three truths, your life's going to be fine. No one's really dead, Scott, and everyone will live forever.
Exactly. It'd be like, all right, cool. Look, you just have to understand that...
Everyone's evil for a bit, and everyone's good.
Exactly. It's like, I just want to be like, all right, you need to stop blaming yourself.
Yeah.
Just take the have some responsibility of your actions, but realize that there are certain things that aren't your fault. It wasn't your fault the evil or whatever you did while you were possessed by Apocalypse, like it wasn't your fault the evil you did while you were possessed by the Phoenix Force. Jean Grey, your crazy childhood sweetheart, killed a fucking planet.
Yeah.
She ate 3 billion people. No one holds her to account. I don't care that it was a clone. Doesn't matter. The point is, stop blaming yourself and actually forgive yourself and give back to the world. Get away from the X-Men.
Yeah, I think that's the best advice you can give. Scott
Get away
Summers
from the X-Men. Become like a big brother and really kind of like...
Divorce your wife.
Divorce your wife.
Just really
for the love
divorce
of Christ.
Your wife.
And maybe be like get a better connection with your kids, you know?
How many children does he have?
Two.
I never hear about them.
Well, Cable and Rachel, and they kind of went to the future in the back again.
So you hear about the adult versions.
Yeah.
That's weird. Yeah. You think Cable and Scott have ever had a big hug?
Yeah.
That's nice.
Stop hanging out with your adult son. He's older than you. That's wrong.
You didn't grow up with him. Like,
well,
this is weird.
He sort of did.
Yeah, but not in the now
did
time.
Did he also go to the future?
If my adult son came to me...
Yes, give me that dumb comic book bullshit.
Yeah. That's nonsense. That's like if my son, say, became a...
No, well, thing is, like, he got all techno-organic virus, and they sent him into the future.
Yeah.
But then to look after him, Scott and Jean also went into the future and looked after him.
Yeah,
And then they went back in time. So they kind of...
Wait, you're saying they looked after baby him or adult him?
Baby him to adult him. So they did actually, they were there for his childhood, but they were all raised, or they all grew up in the future.
Okay.
Yeah.
So for that
so Scott went to the future, and then he came back.
Yeah.
But when he was in the future, he raised his son.
Yes.
Apparently.
So that's
this is
like,
the first I'm hearing of it too.
So that's like if I had a kid, and I knew him now, in the present, as an infant.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, I went into the future.
No. You missed a step.
What step?
All right, so you had a baby.
Yes.
He's an infant.
Oh, where? Cute. Yeah.
Now, a cunt called Apocalypse, one of your enemies.
Yeah, one of my many enemies.
Gave him a virus.
Yeah. Let's make it that dog I hate.
Yeah, that dog you hate gave your son a virus.
Ah!
Then,
people always ask why you hate that dog, and now they'll finally have an answer. Yeah. He gave your son a techno-organic virus.
Dude!
So then, I think it's Mother Ascani comes to the... Past.
The dog's mother or my child's
this woman called Mother Ascani. It's like the religion.
No
which
one's mother.
May or may not be Rachel Summers, your daughter. I don't... Oh, God. So she comes to the present.
Yes.
Her past.
Yes.
Your present.
Yes.
And it's like, that sucks. Give me your baby. I'll raise it in the future.
I give her my baby.
And then you don't see your baby for a while. You're like, drat.
Yes.
Then some other bullshit happens. And then you and your wife are projected into the future... To raise that baby.
At what age?
As the baby, and then you, from the baby to like an adolescent.
Okay. So, do I skip any of the baby's life?
Not really.
But when was it raised by Mother Ascani?
And she just took the baby to the future.
So I appear at the moment she arrives in the future with my baby.
Yeah.
And I steal the baby off her and raise the baby.
Yeah.
Why didn't I take the baby back to the past?
Because they didn't have the technology in the past
to raise my baby, right?
Keep the technological organic virus at bay.
I choose Superman. That was the equivalent of me bursting my head out of a well full of water. I choose Superman. I need to be free.
I'm sorry.
Mostly because... So what I was thinking about is I was thinking about Superman's dad's dead. Yeah.
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
Tornado got him.
Pappy Kent. Stay around.
Pappy
Tornado
Kent
got him. All the planet got him. Depending
or a
which
heart attack.
You mean.
Hard to say.
Yeah. So... Superman right now, he's an adult. And his mum is like 80. Yeah?
Yeah.
So my only advice to Superman would be like, your mum's going to die soon. Fuck off this planet saving shit. Spend her last who knows how many years living with your mum. Okay?
That's a good point.
Because he's one day Superman's going to be like.
She's like 60.
Still.
Our parents are like 60.
Nevertheless, I would not want to be in space and find out my mom had a heart attack and died.
Yeah, I think or it's going to be
Superman,
like...
Superman. I feel like I'm on a lot of uppers.
Yes, Cook's life coach.
Listen up.
Yep.
Here's the thing.
Yes.
You're going to be in space.
I am.
You have a lot of technology, a lot of JLA technology to keep people alive in space.
Yes, correct.
So what about this? You obviously, maybe you can't be on Earth all the time looking after Mama.
Yes.
Why not bring her with you? Hey. On all your adventures.
So you'll
fuck off the Kent farm.
Sorry, look, I'll be Superman here.
All right.
That's all very
you
good.
You can be Green Lantern.
Yeah. Okay.
It's all very good and well, but I'm going up into space and there's some dangers there.
Yes.
And what if she's in danger?
Well, you just keep her protected.
I know. I do that.
Well, you can leave her on the satellite then.
Okay.
The JLA satellite.
But that's like a target. It's a beacon. People like the
you know what else is a beacon? Your farm where your mom lives.
Well, that's
you know
why
what she's a beacon for? Disease.
But look, I wear
old age.
I wear glasses, and no one can connect Superman.
Superman,
to that.
You dumb fuck!
What?
We all know you're Superman.
What?
Hi, I'm Green Lantern. I'm also here. Hope powers me.
That's not true. It's willpower.
Fuck.
I just think that...
Okay, so, all right, I agree.
I really hope this works!
Why did my powers never work? Well, we told him it was hope. That's a good joke. He's basically useless.
I wish it was hope so that I could literally do that. Like, oh, geez, I hope these powers work. And then they would, because I'd hope.
But, like, I mean, getting Clark to spend more time with his mum is a good, like, it's like, well, how, he's got responsibility. Like, and he's like, yes, I want to take care of my mum, and I do take care of my mum, but with great power comes great responsibility. Or that in the comic book once about a Spider-Man father.
Yeah, I know the comics about Spider-Man, don't worry.
And I have this great power, and unfortunately, the burden of saving humanity is...
Clark, look around you. Look at the amount of superheroes that are there on this world. There's fucking one per square inch.
That's true.
Of this damn...
And how many of them are basically like your family, super something?
Exactly. Or fucking Martian Manhunter is basically you, but better. So take the time. What, she's 60 now? 70, 80? It's 20 years. Spend time on the farm. Get to know your mom.
All right.
And then when she dies, back off to space.
Okay, so you want me to retire for 20 years?
Yeah.
What, can't I do a bit of both? I'll try not to go to space, but I can still protect the world.
Do you need to sleep?
Not heaps, I don't
Not
think.
Heaps. No, because I just get powered by the sun.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, if I don't see the sun when it's nighttime, I'm like a bird and I go to sleep. Why is Superman, like, not powerless during nighttime?
I assume he's like a battery and he just charges up. If night went forever, he's like a vampire, but opposite.
You know, the vampire.
Yeah.
Isn't the moon also lit by the sun?
Oh, yeah, so it would be weaker, a version.
Yeah, he'd be weaker at night. Yeah. Hit him with a club at night, bad guys, come on.
He'd be bad in the caves. Caves is Superman's worst area to be in.
Caves, he must just charge up.
In the ocean.
Yes, underwater, yeah.
And I guess the depth of space, because he's got to fly, I guess, real close to a sun.
Mm.
But it's Earth's yellow sun.
But if he flies too close to the sun, it overloads his cells and he dies.
Yeah.
Maybe becomes the sun.
That wouldn't be part of my coaching. Yeah. I don't know that about him. No. In fact, I'd be like, go in the sun, see what happens.
Maybe it's good.
Anyway, Superman's life coach, I'd be like, look, just cut out sleep. Stay with your, I almost said aunt, but your mother.
Yeah. During the night.
Aunt is in that comic book we both read.
Ah, yes.
Okay. good to know, gang.
Stay with your mother during the day.
During the day?
Yeah.
I feel like more crimes happen for Superman during the day. Nah, the night's pretty quiet.
He can sort them out at night.
You're friends with Batman, Superman.
Yes.
So why don't you rig something up with Batman? Because he's all about surveillance.
Yeah.
We know that. So why don't you have something where it's just like any big planetary problem, you'll get paged and you can deal with that. And day-to-day crime or day-to-day kind of supervillainy. The JLA or fucking
cops.
Teen Titans or just basic cops can handle that. Whereas if there's an asteroid
someone falling off a roof. Oh, well.
Batman got it.
I guess what I just would like to
what
know
What do you
why
mean he's not super far? Oh.
Why Superman is not like... Like, you don't need the Kent farm anymore. Keep it bought, but you don't. Your mom no longer needs to tend to it to keep it going.
But she
Put
likes
it somewhere
doing it.
Nice.
She likes it. It's just what she likes doing. She likes tending to...
Well, then...
And you're like, hey, you're right. No, Superman, get her, like, small garden.
Yeah, exactly. If she likes tending... A whole farm is intense.
Because, like... All right, so you have a farm. You're doing that, presumably, to make produce that you would sell to keep it going, right? Why?
Yeah, I know. She doesn't need that. She doesn't... Presumably the JLA makes enough money.
Yeah.
Where do they get their money? Because it's not government funded. Because Amanda Waller is like, I am the government and I hate that. Is Superman paying for the JLA on a reporter's wage?
Also, when does he get time to be a reporter?
I'm the government and I hate that is a good statement. Hi, I'm the government and I hate that.
Maybe it's Batman. That's weird.
I feel Batman. But even still, it's like, all right, well, what does your... I mean, that's... You're right. Like, what
funding does a JLA need?
Yeah. Well, they need to build the satellite.
They need to feed them.
They need to feed them. They need specific rooms full of their own...
Trophies.
Magic shit.
Magic shit and trophies. Yeah. That's what's kept in the JLA space station.
Sure is.
They need...
Also, there's a space station. Surely Lex Luthor just shoots rockets at it all the time.
Oh, 100%. That's mostly of Clark Kent's job description is fighting Lex's rockets.
I just think that the JLA to me, the satellite seems like, or the headquarters of justice or whatever, seem like the safest place on the planet.
But Lex Luthor keeps hucking rockets.
Yeah, but no one ever dies.
Good point.
Whereas Mark Kent could die of old age at any
life
time.
Life coach, hi. Yep.
Hi. I've gone just back like to in... thank you, Superman, for choosing the competing life coach package. Whoever wins, you win.
All right, life coach.
Yeah.
Jackson Bailey, my life coach.
Mm. Yeah, what up?
So, your suggestion is to take my mother to a space station to protect her.
Yes.
To prevent her from being murdered.
No, to prevent her... No, so that you can spend time with her and she doesn't die of old age or a heart attack while you're out, like your dad did.
Hey,
or a torn knife.
Oh, that made me sad.
Sorry, hard truths.
Hey, hi. Superman. So, Jackson Bailey, my life coach, wanted
did you
to
split
spend...
into a red and blue Superman?
We sure
like
yes.
can
so, well, that solves some problems. Well, I'll, you know, you go off and be red Superman.
And I'll love my mom.
And do that. Yeah. And then we'll just take it in turns.
No, I'm on mom shift 24/7.
Oh, okay.
That seems mama's and boy, Superman.
And now I understand why I'm Superman Blue.
It's great to imagine.
I'm red because that's the color of a heart that I drew on my mom's Mother's Day card because I love my mom.
Superman sitting at a table eating spaghetti, like whilst Mark Kent wanders around, is great. Swell spaghetti, mama.
So, all right, hey, Jackson Bailey, you're a little up on your high horse about me spending time with my mom. Do you spend a lot of time with your mom?
So you're not my life coach.
I'm just. It just seems. Because look, I mean,
this isn't a two-way street. You paid for my services.
I hate to kind of like look. The hard truth is that you know humanity. There's an endpoint. As a Kryptonian, I do have an endpoint, but it's so far into the like crazy.
Oh, so you're saying you just don't care?
Whereas you, I mean, it's just like maybe you should stop spending some time on me and focus on you. And when was the last time you called up your mum?
Probably the other day. Yeah, the other day for lunch.
Yeah, look.
When was the last time you saw your mum?
The other day for lunch. Yeah, you know, we catch up every now and again.
Your mum's older than mine.
Well, yeah, but I mean, that's not the point. I mean, I can fly to my mum and have coffee, and that's what.
No
I
No one's
sort of...
trying to kill my mum.
No one's trying to kill my mum.
Not yet. Hi, I'm a bad guy. Listening in on this.
Are you threatening my mum?
I'm just saying, it's part of the life.
I'm a Lex Luthor goon.
Oh, wait,
your
no,
mom,
yeah.
you say? Oh.
Oh, wait, no, she gets threatened in the in BVS. Yeah, good point.
Yeah, it happens all the time.
Sorry, then she dishes out her own great life advice in BVS.
Yeah.
Hi, Superman.
Fuck
off. Blow up Earth. kill all cunts.
How this? Lowjack your mum. You know, put a chip on her, right? At all points, you know where she is, Superman. That's
but
good.
But he knows... He's probably isn't that he doesn't know. He's not. He's like, I lost my mom.
Well, that's the thing he does though, because
where
he's like,
go?
When Lex Luthor kind of kidnaps her, he's like, where is she?
Yeah,
Superman don't fucking know. If he had low-jacked his mama, he'd be like, got her, I saved her. I'm good.
Why does he know where Lois Lane is at the start of the movie?
Low-jacked her.
Oh,
Doesn't know where Mama is, never low jacked her.
See? This is, again, maybe toxic relation. Maybe Lois Lane needs the fucking life coach.
Get Superman out of your life. I just think, and it's true of all superheroes, is that the moment they become a superhero, Earth becomes the most important part of their life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They forget their family.
I think you're right.
Or, like Batman, they make their family their work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I think you also be like, all right, you have a problem, Superman.
Make your family your work, never love a day again in your life.
Hey!
That's what they say.
But yeah, you need to be like, all right, Superman, you need a work... family or work personal life divide.
Okay? Yeah.
So let's kind of like break this up. And I understand you can't kind of do like a 9-to-5 job because you don't have that ability because like you don't know when a rocket's going to come.
Yeah.
So why don't you just, for every rocket you save, you know, make that a rocket of sun love to hug your mom.
Were you trying to say every time you save a rocket from or you destroy a rocket from attacking Earth,
yes.
Spend a day with your mom?
Yes.
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 Or Superman, I guess what I want Superman to do is learn how to take a day off.
Yeah.
Superman be like, today, if a rocket comes for Earth, if a meteor comes for Earth, one of the billion other heroes on the planet has got it.
Exactly. Or delegate, at least.
Yeah.
If you yourself are like, oh, but I... And then they're gonna... No, look, as we've established, Martian Manhunter. Martian Manhunter is basically you, but better.
Yeah.
So why don't you have, like that JLA pager to be like, hey, Martin, can you go and...
Hey, sorry, I deal with the meteor, but it's my mom day. And everyone will be like, oh, yeah. And they'll deal with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I guess that would be ultimately my advice to Superman. Yeah. Just learn to take a day off, idiot.
Have a day off.
Yeah.
That's not a bad idea. Okay, I like that. I'm getting you. Scott Summers needs to kind of divorce himself from his wife and the X-Men.
Yep.
Yeah.
Superman just needs to learn to have a bit of a work family divide.
Mm-hmm. And I'm picking Batman, who just needs to retire.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, hell's yeah.
Hi, Batman. Take a seat.
Before I do that, here's a word maybe from our sponsors.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Also, let me remind you that this Melbourne International Comedy Festival, I will be hosting Big Deal, a nightmare quiz show where I will almost definitely make enemies from the various comedians and SansPants people we have as contestants. Grab your tickets now from our website, sanspantsradio.com/live.
So what do you want?
Thank you.
So thank you so much for hiring a life coach. So what is your game plan here?
Because you can be Batman, I'll be your ward.
Okay.
This Hi. Is Batman. My ward.
Hi.
He's one of them, I don't know.
Yeah, that's fine.
Hey. I have
eight. Ward, just...
I keep having kids.
No worries. I'm going to do flips in the background the whole time.
That's perfect.
I think he has ADHD.
That's fine. Know. Batman,
it's
what is...
It's in my favor. He's fast.
Batman.
Yes.
Batman.
What?
What is your end goal?
I fell over.
Ward, can you please leave the room?
Okay, I'm going to start some crime.
Bye. a crime-free Gotham.
So your plan is to wipe out all crime?
Yes.
All crime?
Yeah, I have to fight back the night. Well, the crime I can get to.
Okay.
I can't kill anyone that commits fraud or...
All right, so Batman...
That's not... I can't kill anyone. I don't kill.
You understand
No
that-
guns.
Yes, you understand that crime is infinite.
What? Are you a criminal? That sounds like something a criminal would say.
Unfortunately, that's just a
because
hard
quite,
truth.
Crime is infinite. Is that what they say? Is that a classic saying?
Crime is infinite. I'm going to punch an old lady in the mouth and steal her handbag.
So you say crime just never ends. It crime goes on just and never, on and on.
Never ends.
He's got a point there. Like, again, it's not so much crime is infinite. It's just like our social structure as it is. If you're going to be fighting in this system, you have to accept that this system has crime. So you need to either kind of like up your game to be like...
Well, then I'll up my game.
Hi, this is...
Fighting
this
the system.
Is woke life coach.
Yeah, you need to either fight the system as itself, or you need to accept that if you don't, and you don't make these big, giant social changes, you're just going to be stuck in this perpetual cycle.
I've got to protect Gotham.
Okay. So you understand that. So obviously there was a very tragic moment in your past.
Yeah.
With the death of your parents.
My mum and dad got hit by a car
in Crime Alley. They stole her pearls.
My mum and dad stole some pearls and got hit by a car.
My mum and dad were criminals, I guess.
No, in my mind I was imagining my mum and dad were the wealthy Wayans and they'd just come out of seeing the Mask of Zorro and they saw a woman with some nice pearls. They stole them from her, but then a car hit them. And then I decided to become the Batman.
All right, so... That was a tragic incident, but as you can tell, your parents did commit a crime, proving that crime is, in fact, infinite.
That's why I want to stop crime, because my parents committed the greatest crime of all in front of my young eyes and were punished for it, teaching me crime is wrong.
You do crime, you get hit by a car. That's why I became whatever criminal fears, car man. I roam the streets of Gotham, corner criminals in alleyways and run them over. No guns.
No guns. No pearls. Pearls killed my parents. No pearl. I don't fight with pearls.
I mean, like, so that's... a pearl necklace, you just tear off and huck at criminals. okay, yes.
So you understand that since your parents died in Crime Alley,
yeah,
since you've become Batman, crime has skyrocketed because it's you as a masked vigilante has resulted in masked criminals.
Also, you're doing a crime.
Yeah, vigilantism is a crime.
Sometimes you got to do one crime to stop other crimes.
So what about with lawmakers if they sort of like, again, do you always keep up to date with what's happening on law books and like so certain things?
I tend to stop. What you'd call obvious crime. Mugging, murders, okay. Riddles.
You stop murder.
I try to. What do you want me to keep it going?
But surely once it's murder, the crime's already happened. You can't really do anything.
Well, I stop,
to stop
attempted murder. Yeah. Well, no, I just stop. What
but
do
then
you mean?
It's still attempted murder.
Why are you arguing semantics with me?
Crime's so infinite.
So you want him to like only stop attempted murderers, but if a murderer like commits a murder, he's off scot-free? He's like, well, he's already killed the person,
murders
so what can
happen.
We do?
What's the worst thing? He's already done the worst thing. Just let him go.
Well, I gotta stop him attacking again. Right, plus, well, look, if I go, yes, then Gotham is given. It's eaten up by the criminals, by the Riddler and Joker.
Why don't you use some of your vast wealth?
Yes.
Again, this whole talk about this kind of changing the social structure of Gotham.
Right? Yes.
And so why don't you start putting more money into, like, look, orphanages. You like that.
That's tell you why. Because I know where you're going. You're going to say, why don't you use some of your vast wealth to just improve the infrastructure of Gotham
City?
No.
I was going to say, so you have a database with all the criminals?
Yeah.
Buy an island, move all the good guys there.
And just give Gotham to the criminals.
Yes.
Well, that you know, they've deserved to live as well, I've decided.
What?
Well, they can live together.
Yeah, but they'll kill each other.
No,
that's not your problem.
Why do you make crime?
Gotham is my city.
You know New right. York City?
Yes.
Buy an island.
What happened to York City? Who gives a shit? But go buy something else and make a new Gotham.
Yeah, new Gotham
City. I could never leave Gotham.
Well, you're not. You're making a new Gotham. Gotham
That's
is where
still
the people
technically
are.
Or
Gotham.
The same thing strategy, but just put all the criminals on the island.
Yeah.
Can I? Well, I'd love to do that. But yeah, good job. Good luck me rounding them up. Well,
it's easy.
You do it over.
Oh, it's easy.
Take all the good guys.
Yeah.
Move them first to the island. Oh, wait, this is the rabbit, the fox, and the...
Well,
so
you got
to put the good guys on the island, then you got to go back to the Gotham, which is now riddled with crime.
Yeah.
Now that you know that every person you see there is a bad guy...
Right.
It's going to be a few punches, but you should be able to round
so
everyone
think
up
I
eventually.
So you think I could take
up the
entire population?
But then, you're going to need a second raft, because you're going to need to send the good guys back to Gotham as you take the bad guys to the island.
Hey, Batman...
How many people are criminals?
Oh, too many. 90%.
Most of Gotham.
But then you've already lost. Retire.
Yeah. I'll never lose.
Batman.
Yes.
Batman, how about this? You're good friends with a lot of people.
Yes.
With superpowers.
Right.
You are a man in a...
I'm a symbol. More than a man.
Okay, why don't you... Okay, so you're a symbol.
Burp. Hold on.
Yes, Batman?
Oh, no. Okay. Burp came. Go on.
All right, so Batman, you're a symbol.
Yes.
And the symbol is your outfit?
It's the bat.
So the bat.
Well,
so,
okay. It's a bat because I told you it was a bat. You probably wouldn't figure that out otherwise.
Yeah.
Anyway, go on.
All right. So you're friends with, like, say, the Justice League.
Superman.
Martian the Manhunter. Flash.
Martian the Manhunter.
Yeah, Martin the Manhunter. So yep. Why don't you get... Yep. Marty. Good. I love that guy.
Yeah.
Why don't you just get them a costume, like a Batman. Sorry.
Gotham's my city.
Yeah, but they can help.
I don't let anyone in.
So it's, you know this, like, okay, it seems to me, Batman.
Yes.
That what you're doing is half measures.
Right.
So that you perpetually have something to always do. You don't want to go the full way. You're only kind of committing kind of like at a very surface level. So you want to stop all crimes. And look, I know we've suggested, like, maybe put some money in infrastructure, put some money in sort of like society.
I understand.
Look, I'm not saying to do that.
Because it'll be embarrassing when I'm just Bruce Wayne again and everyone's like, well, that was pretty embarrassing, the Batman stint, wasn't it? Now that you're just Bruce Wayne. They'll be like, hey, didn't you use to
okay,
dress up
so,
like a bat?
So this is less about...
Like, yeah.
So this is less about Gotham, more about you?
Yeah. This doesn't sound like you want to stop crime anymore.
This seems more about... you helping
personal,
you.
Personal work.
I never got help after my parents got hit by that car.
Yeah. So what we're going to do here is, like, look, we're going to talk to Flash. We're going to talk to Superman.
Okay.
Martian the Manhunter. Even Wonder Woman. And we're going to give them bat suits.
Martian Manhunter. He keeps saying Martian the Manhunter. His name is Martian Manhunter.
Oh. Martian the Mad Hunter.
I thought it was Martian the Manhunter.
No, he's just Martian Manhunter.
What? Martian the Manhunter.
His actual name is John Johns.
He rules.
That's not even a joke.
I'm pretty sure isn't his comic called Martian the Manhunter?
No, he's Martian Manhunter.
I'm adding a that.
I don't
that.
Know. You that's... called him Martin before.
That just rolls off the tongue.
Martin the Manhunter. Are you thinking of Marvin the Martian?
Yeah,
maybe.
You are.
Yeah, Marvin the Martian. I think I am thinking of Marvin the Martian.
Do you know Marvin the Martian?
He is a character from Looney Tunes.
Which you had a crossover with
I
recently.
I do have a crossover with him. That's true.
So you do know him.
I think I had Elmer Fudd.
I think I had a crossover with Elmer Fudd.
So, yes. So what we're going to do is we're going to give all these people, we'll give them bat suits, and they're going to help clean up the obvious crimes.
Well, then what will I do?
Why don't... Hang
retire.
On, what? Just give Superman a bat suit.
Yeah. I did that once as a trick on the Joker. And the Joker punched him thinking it was me and got a nasty shock.
He sure did. So, well, what is Batman, apart from crime to stop, what does Batman... Maybe, okay, how about this? We'll give Superman a Batman suit and, like, maybe some other people some Batman suits.
Okay.
And we're going to get you some therapy.
I think that's probably like, the best.
Like a grief counselor?
Yes.
Grief counselor. Try murder.
All right.
What? Hang on.
Maybe you should kill, because then at least you can keep track of how many crimes you're stopping.
It is a problem that no one I stop actually ever stops.
But then won't you become a murderer, therefore committing an obvious crime?
That's all right. I don't know if you're familiar with Three Cheers for Sweet Revenge, the Michael Wicker Romance album, Batman, but that's the plot of that.
Of course.
Yeah. The protagonist and his girlfriend are killed, and then... He goes to hell, and the devil's like, you need to make a deal. I'm going to send you back to Earth to kill 1,000 bad souls.
Okay.
And when you get 1,000 souls, you'll be reunited with your wife. Kills 999, then realizes that he has murdered 999 people, and therefore the 1,000th soul is his own.
Well, yeah, I mean, if I kill everyone in Gotham and then and leap in yourself. A river, then no more crime.
Sorted. Utopia. Make sure that Damian's probably alive so that the Wayne legacy continues.
Yeah, he can be the new Batman.
I'm a great life coach.
I think you've just made a mass murderer.
I solve my own problem?
One of the greatest Gotham has ever seen. I think at that point you've killed more than Czar or whatever his name is.
But again, then I solved the problem.
I mean, I...
Then no more murderers.
I guess... That's one way of becoming a life coach for Batman. I would just say therapy, maybe some grief counseling.
I would be like, you're doing great, buddy.
Keep...
Collect a paycheck, go home. Get the fuck out of Gotham.
Who's paying him?
Batman's paying me. What?
Well, life coach. Jackson's life coach advice is like, you know what? Good job. Maybe beat up the Joker a bit more next time.
When was the last time you beat up the Joker? Batman would be like, last week. Maybe let's pencil in another one for tomorrow.
It'll feel good.
Okay. Yeah, I think it'll feel good for you and relieve some tension. Anyway, that'll be $400 for the session. I mean, sorry, $1,000.
An hour?
Yeah. You've been here 5 minutes. Can I use your bathroom? Stay there for an hour. Anyway.
Sorry, I had to take a big shit.
It's been an hour, Batman.
That'll be $1,000.
Oh, $1,000.
That comes too. Thank you very much.
See you anyway, next
remember,
week.
Beat up the joke, Riddler tomorrow, joke, whatever, whoever. Bye.
Bye, Batman. Enjoy being. Yeah, solve all your problems with fists.
Gee, Willikers, Batman, he didn't flush.
And see.
So I think in terms of all three of them, look, I reckon Scott Summers, it's going to be a tough battle to try and get him to divorce the X-Men, but I reckon.
And his wife.
And his wife. Yeah. But I reckon, like.
Two divorces for one man in the space of a week.
I reckon it's what he needs. It's what he needs. And until he decides to do that, nothing's going to happen.
It's a cycle of problems.
Superman, I think you've probably got the best chance of like spending time with your family.
Yeah, spend a day with your mom.
Yeah, you know? I think he'd be like, look, I understand. Like, one of my biggest regrets is not being there for my granddad, or my dad.
Yeah.
I think he's probably going to be like, you're going to really appeal to his sense of humanity.
Yeah.
To be like, oh yeah, 100%.
Like,
I need to spend time with my.
You don't
want to
be there, and she dies. You know, who knows? What.
I want to be there whenever, and I want to kind of like have these moments because, like, for Superman, that's like a blink of an eye.
He lives forever.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's going to spend time, and also not just like your mom, but also. Your wife.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They married yet?
Ah, who knows? They got a kid, I think. Superboy.
Yeah.
He wears jeans. I don't know.
Yeah. So again, and also spend time with your family. Yeah. Just become like a good dad and a good son. Mm-hmm. And I think Superman is the kind of person that would take that on board and be like, yes. The moment you tell us, like, Batman, maybe you stop Batmaning, I think you've become a villain to him.
Oh, absolutely.
And he might force you to dress up in a costume so that he could beat you.
Yeah. Or he'll just beat you up and they'll be like, who was that? And he'll be like
He was the grief counselor or some shit.
he's a bad guy. Lock him in Arkham.
Lock him. He kept saying crime is infinite. he had a whole...
Are we calling infinite crime?
Yeah, he had a catchphrase. So he's locked up in Arkham now. And then you become an infinite crime lord because... Yep. That's what happens in Arkham. You just become the villain.
I'm going to spend in Arkham and be like, hey, you know how you're really busy with one Batman? Why don't you start killing more parents? Get more Batman.
Actually, what you would become is that you would start off as I am the life coach, and then you would do a stint in Arkham and become the bad life coach.
Or the death coach.
Ooh!
That sounds like a train.
Choo-choo.
I am the death coach. All aboard, choo-choo.
Yeah, so I think Scott Summers, bit of uphill battle. Superman,
probably the most doable of the three.
Batman, I think you've come off worse.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm in Arkham now. I did tell him to kill people. I probably should be in Arkham.
Yeah,
probably 1,000 people. One of them himself. It's fine.
It's good if you're saying that to yourself and yourself.
I did good, I think. Yeah, yeah. I'm pretty sure I nailed this. Anyway, on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joel.
We've been life coaches.
Yeah.
Take care of yourself.
If you need any advice, just hit us up on Twitter.
Yeah.
My advice will be perfect.
My advice will be keep at it.
My advice will be look after you.
We've got a P.O. box where you can send us your checks.
It's $1,000 an hour. 55 minutes of that will be us shitting.
Class dismissed. Thanks for listening, and if you want to follow us on Twitter, you can find us at Sanspants Radio, or you can find us individually. I'm at Douche13.
I'm at Old Dogs Are Dead.
And I'm at Goddammit Zammit.
If you want to hear our other shows, you can head to SanspantsRadio.com, and you'll find all our other content there. There's heaps, and if you want to support us, head to SanspantsPlus.com. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you again next time. Good night for now.
But not forever.
Kisses.